This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Linda First, F-I-R-S-T, date of birth August 31st of 1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. First with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was January 13th of 2025. She did miss a follow-up appointment in July and just was able to reschedule it as of today. She is doing well. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since she was last seen, and her weight is down 5 pounds over the last 9 months. She does have some edema in the right leg that is worse than the left side, and there's an open area where the skin is open, and she is oozing some serous fluid out of that area. She has not been restricting fluids, and she does tend to drink quite a bit of water and fluid every day. Well, because she's thirsty, she states. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have dyspnea on exertion that is stable. She has known sleep apnea but cannot use her CPAP machine. And she does see Dr. Alkeek for cardiology. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan is 50 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 30 milligram daily. Aldactone is 25 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram daily. She takes Zetia for cholesterol, amitriptyline for sleep also, Synthroid, Requip, Gabapentin, Albuterol if needed. Celexa is taken at bedtime to help her sleep also. Aspirin is 325 milligram daily and Omeprazole 20 milligram daily. She uses Xyzal, it's X-Y-Z-A-L, 5 milligram daily for allergies also. Physical exam, weight 208 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure is 112 over 70. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, without rubber murmur, abdomen obese, without ascites. She does have erythematous lower extremities, halfway to knees and down to ankles. There is bumpiness of the skin, and she does have a small oval open area on the right anterior shin area that does leak some serous fluid. Very small amount of serous fluid is leaking. No signs of infection, no warmth, and the right leg is always more edematous than the left, she reports. So there's 2 to 3+ edema on the right side and 1 to 2+ on the left. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 11th, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.34. Estimated GFR is 41. Calcium 9.4. Electrolytes are normal with a sodium of 139. Potassium is 4.0. Phosphorus 4.4. Hemoglobin 11.7. Hematocrit 36.9. Normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, stable. I've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, peripheral vascular disease with the edema of the lower extremities. She's going to follow up with yourself and cardiology for further evaluation of the chronic edema of the lower extremities. I've also asked her to limit fluid intake to 56 ounces in 24 hours and continue the 40 milligram of Lasix daily. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.